Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Explaining History book review, the Wednesday review as we're calling it now. And the book I want to talk about today is really interesting. Is the Winchester, Legend of the West by Laura Trevelyan, the journalist. And it's about the Winchester repeating rifle. I think it's interesting because the weapon as signifier I've always found a fascinating concept. What I mean by that, really, is that certain weapons at certain times are imbued with powerful subtextual meanings. They encapsulate our notions of war, civilization, struggle, defiance, revolution, what have you. The Spitfire, for example, soaring over the South Downs in 1940 as a symbol of British defiance and patriotism and the spirit of 1940, that kind of thing. Or the subtextual meanings around the AK-47, you know, the revolutionaries' firearm, that it was has been seen as the indispensable part of any third world struggle. The meaning behind the bayonet, the tool of British imperialism, and its kind of popularization in films like Zulu, for example. Weapons can have a powerful hold on the imagination, and the Winchester is one of them. It's the standard rifle with its martini action of the Western. It is the preferred tool of both lawmaker and outlaw, and it's this great device for mythologizing the West. And if you listen to the review I did a few the other week on Eric Foner and the mythology of the West, the Winchester has been part of the kind of the set, part of the background for that. The repeating rifle was making the musket obsolete towards the middle to the end of the Civil War, but its heyday really is in the period that follows the Civil War, really the conquest of the American West. And Laura Trevelyan writes, "Once the young republic had ensured its own survival with the end of the Civil War, the nation resumed its attempt to conquer the West with the help of Oliver Winchester and his weapons. The repeating rifle was much easier to fire on horseback because you didn't need to stop and load. This was an obvious selling point to Oliver's mind, making the repeater well suited for life on the fast-moving frontier. A weapon that promised life and life and dealt out death," so goes the dramatic voiceover for the movie Winchester 73, a 1950s drama claiming epic greatness, which glamorised the rifle of the Old West. James Stewart, Rock Hudson and Tony Curtis star in this classic western, which features shootout after shootout. The trusty Winchester 73 saves the day after gunrunners and an Indian chief meet their grisly end. More than a few bar doors are kicked open and Stetsons are virtually in every frame. This is how Hollywood immortalised Oliver Winchester's repeating rifle with its very own movie. Thanks to the cinema, we can relive the romanticised version of the West through Clint Eastwood and John Wayne, square-jawed and quick on the draw. The Winchester Repeating Arms Company was delighted to receive top billing in the conquest of the lands between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Through the rival gun manufacturer, though the rival gun manufacturer Colt had an equally valid claim to have made the gun that won the West, Hollywood gave the cinematic honours to the folks in New Haven, the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. The myth of the West, as America at its greatest, no frontier uncrossable, no enemy untamable, no mountain too high or forest too dense for conquest, had been tempered by a more modern view that counts among the sobering costs of murdered Native Americans, dead American soldiers and pioneered, and slaughtered buffalo. The philosophy of manifest destiny, which justified the subjugation of Native Americans in the name of inexorable process, has grown ragged at the edges over the years. The settlement of the West can be seen through the rosy lens of American exceptionalism, yet from today's vantage point it's difficult to defend the mass slaughter of Native Americans trying to defend their lands they occupied for centuries. By 1893, the Sioux and other tribes of the Great Plains between the Missouri River and the Rocky Mountains had lost their ancestral lands. The buffalo hunted by the Native Americans for centuries were hunted down and replaced with cattle herded by white ranchers. This is me talking, by the way, now, not the book. The destruction of the buffalo was a deliberate policy to starve out the Plains Indians, and can be likened to a policy of genocide. A more explicit policy of genocide was actually mooted in Congress, but never came to fruition in that way anyway. The Winchester rifle, now going back to the book, the Winchester rifle was prominent in this grisly rout. As the American frontier moved steadily westwards, making a mockery of the permanent Indian frontier which the Native Americans had been promised in exchange for moving off their land. As we shall see, folklore has it that with a Winchester heiress named Sarah was so haunted by the fate of the fallen Native Americans that she embarked on her own never-ending construction project to appease their spirits. Oliver Winchester, who doesn't appear to have lost a night's sleep over anything, let alone those killed by his guns, simply saw the shifting frontier as an opportunity to sell more rifles. The expansionist years saw Winchester move towards becoming a profitable company after years of teetering on the edge of financial viability. So, okay. That tells us a whole bunch of interesting things. The Winchester Arms Company, as with many sort of arms startups, if you will, often find it all the costs of investment and the costs involved in solving engineering problems and all those kinds of things almost inconceivably huge. And capitalists in general are risk averse. So the two things that always help in this situation are the need for large numbers of weapons, the wars fought against the Indians, or some other kind of government subsidy, which is where you find in most instances this very close and complicated relationship between government and private arms industries. It also tells us that the weapon that is immortalized in the West really has an extremely grisly hidden heritage, one that it has always really been Hollywood's role until the development of kind of revisionist westerns from the 70s onwards. But the Hollywood of the 50s and 60s, it was that Hollywood's role to really help erase and replace with a far more sanitized and noble story. The story of the Winchester, as Laura Trevelyan puts it across, is a really interesting journey through the lives of those who fired it, from obviously people like Annie Oakley and Buffalo Bill and Wild Bill Hickok, through to the Native Americans who actually wound up using the weapon, and various black settlers on the frontier, and the more kind of unexpected and unknown users of the Winchester. And it talks about the rise and fall, really, of the Winchester rifle as a history itself of the arms business. I liken it to another brilliant book that I read years ago, and I keep referring to from time to time. If anyone ever gets a chance to read it, read Anthony Sampson's The Arms Bazaar, which tells you, again, the hidden and very complicated and convoluted history of the arms industry in the 19th and 20th centuries. Full of fascinating revelations it is. So that is The Winchester, Legend of the West by Laura Trevelyan. I heartily recommend it. Please, if you're going to buy it, do get it from a reputable bookstore, preferably an independent or a physical bookstore. Please do, because booksellers need your custom, and they need you to keep coming back. And you know, they love what they do. So once they're gone, guys will really miss it. So please, 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 if you're going to buy it, get it from a physical bookstore. Okay, thanks very much, guys, and I'll catch you very soon on the next Explaining History podcast or review. Oh yes, and vote for us. I keep having to forgetting to say this, but please, 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 go to the review section on iTunes, give us a vote, give us a review, preferably a good one. Thanks very much.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.